Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. We're your hosts, Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. And today we're going to talk about how you can make your first $500 online in 2019. Because it's January and it's the best time to start something new. Or to fail at something new.
It's side hustle season.
I like it.
It really is, man. It's crazy to see. I don't know why we do this as humans, but like for whatever reason, it's like we'll put off all this like stuff until January.
Yep.
I do the same thing. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going to get in the gym more. Like for whatever reason, January is like the time you start doing stuff. But I think this is important, man. Here's my thing about this before we even get into it. Since I started working online, I have seen so many weird freaking ways for people to make money. Like legitimate, yeah. Like they're actually making money doing all sorts of stuff. I have a hard time now if somebody were to come to me and say, oh, I just can't figure out a way to make extra money. I'm like, man, over the last 3.5 years, I've probably seen 1,000 different ways where people can just make money doing different weird crap. So like, don't tell me you can't do it because I've seen it too many times, you know?
What's one of the weirdest things you've seen people make money with online?
Oh God.
Two in mind that I think are totally ridiculous.
I got to think about it.
So the one that is like, there's one that's really funny and then one is just like so simple, it's ridiculous. I can't remember exactly what it was called, but it's something like Potatogram or something like that. And basically you sign up, fill out a form to write a message and somebody writes the message on a baked potato, like a raw baked potato in permanent marker. And then they box it and ship it to somebody for you. So they get this box and it's just a potato that says like, I love you or something. And you paid $20 for it. So that one's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. The funny one, you can actually go, you can send your friends a bag of dicks and somebody has these like penis mold gummy bears and it says bag of dicks. And so you can like send your bro a bag of dicks like as a prank. But yeah, and people, I mean, these businesses make money. Like the potato one I saw like on TV.
The podcast, and it was the dude that does the voice intro. Like originally in version one, I was going to do the voice intro, but I was like, it was the worst, corniest, cheapest decision I ever made in my life. Like I'm so ashamed of myself, but I was
the
like,
one we have is still pretty cheesy, but we were going for cheesy, just not Bobby.
Just not me
sounding slightly off cheesy.
Yeah. Terrible idea. But so I went on Fiverr and like this dude, all he does is like, he turns around these like little clips, you give him a script. And there was different packages that you could pay for. And it was like, we were on a time crunch for whatever reason. So I was like, I got the $50 one or whatever, which was like,
turn around.
And he responded immediately. And when he was recording, he was like, oh man, somebody actually paid for the express turnaround. Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to do this one now. You know, like, and I was just like, totally a side hustle. It was like, oh, I was about to walk out of the house, but now I'm doing this thing. But he made like $50 in like 2 minutes just recording. You know, and I was just like,
yeah, by going, welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, man, like, I just don't want to hear it anymore from people. If they're trying to tell me they can't make money online, like extra money, like, I just don't want to hear it. I've seen it too many times. Yeah. Like, get out of here with that. You're just being
lazy. Here's the deal. If you're broke, you can make money, you know, very easily online doing what we're going to talk about. If you are a stay at home mom or a stay at home dad, don't want to leave my fellow stay-at-home dad's out, and you want to make some extra income for the family while the kids are napping, easy day. You can do it. If you've got a full-time job or you're a full-time student, you can do this. And before any of you tell me that as a student or with a job that you can't do it, I started my first online business in law school. And I promise you, if you're in college or if you're working a 40-hour week job or whatever, I put more hours into surviving law school in the classroom, in the library, in the books Like yeah. it was crazy. And I still managed to build, I mean, a six figure business, not like a little side hustle. So
yeah.
you can do it. And I wasn't freelancing, man. If I would have done freelancing, it would have been even better. So like, you can do it.
I feel like we're like lecturing people out of the gate. Like, you guys are like, you get, you know, don't tell
them. Do this.
Yeah. And the thing is, I think when you brought up this topic, I was thinking like, okay, I want to talk about that because I see so many people every day that are like, oh, I wish I could make some extra money, or I wish I could get ahead financially. Like part of my brand, you know, like I hope
you can
get that stuff out. But I just like, I get frustrated when I see people not fulfill their potential because they're afraid that they can't, you know what I mean? Like they're afraid it's going to fail and all that stuff. And I think I've been there. There's stuff that I've probably not done in my life because I was afraid to do it. But I've now that I've jumped into this online world, and it's like, I'm not just talking about blogging, and I'm not just talking about running Facebook ads for people and that kind of stuff. There are a ton of ways to do this. You just have to actually go out there and do something and offer a service and kind of step outside of your comfort zone. And if you can do that, then you never know. Like I always bring up this example of this woman. There is a woman making millions of dollars per year on YouTube. All she does is make slime. Like all she does is different colored versions of slime. And then like kids watch her videos and they're like, oh, yeah. Slime. And she's going to crush us at Laptop Empires probably in 2019, right. Making YouTube videos of slime. So like the internet has just created this environment where you can make money like magically just by offering services or like finding a need and filling it. And then like another example, and this one's a little bit like funnier, but like I make these tacos every day as part of my diet. I'm on a 1600 calorie diet right now, which totally sucks. You know, I can make tacos that kind of like fit into that diet. So I've been doing that. And I started sharing the recipes on just my Instagram account. And the amount of interest in the tacos has been really funny, but I just floated an idea. I was like, hey, would you guys sign up for $1 a month, me to send you these recipes? And I legitimately had like 25 people yesterday that were like, take my money. And so, you know, it's not a lot of money, but I just sat there and was like, God, you can make money doing anything these days. Like
yeah.
Recipes and stuff. Like there's just so many ways to do it. You just have to do
something. There was they had on like, I guess it was like Good Morning America or something like that. Whatever show, one of those shows that my wife watches. And it was this kid that is making $11 million a year on YouTube. Okay. 6 years old. It's him and his parents. And what he does is they buy toys, they unbox them, he plays with them and they review them. And like my son watches this on YouTube. And then he's like, Dad, I want that one for Christmas. Can you tell Santa? You know? But this kid, I mean, that channel, that family are the highest earners on YouTube, according to YouTube, for last year. So like, I mean, it is, like I said, it's insane how you can make money. Yeah. But here's the deal. There's faster ways to do it. Starting a blog, starting a YouTube channel, not the fast ways at all. No. That's the slow build. If you want to start making good money now, if you want to make your first $500 in 2019, if you want to start making $500 a month, if you want to start making $1,000 to $2,000 a month, freelancing is the way to go. Which reminds me, I almost forgot because we're new at this. Today's episode is brought to you by, no, but seriously, today's episode is brought to you by our Facebook Side Hustle course. It's currently on the waiting list, but we are going to be opening the course on January 17th, Thursday. Is that correct?
Yep.
January 17th. It's going to be open for 4 days, bringing new people in that want to learn how, you know, want a step-by-step plan on how to earn an extra $1 to $2,000 per month running Facebook ads for local businesses, a side hustle that only takes you a couple of hours a week once you learn it. And we teach you everything you know, need to know, including how to run the ads, how to manage the clients, and how to get those clients inside the course. So be sure to check that out. The link will be in the show notes. But freelancing, really the best way to go if you want to start making money in 2019.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that people need done, right? Like, you know, there are plenty of times for Millennial Money Man where I've hired like freelance editors or like freelance like web developers or like people to do graphic art. Like we were looking at somebody to do graphic art the other day. Go ahead. I was going to say
I was
all these like platforms online where you can list your services, which you were about to talk about.
Yeah, I actually, well, what I was going to say is we used some yesterday. Like I went and basically hired three different graphic designers to try and do a blog like image for us. And I just hired them all to do the same project so we could find one that like fit us best because I don't know about you, but I freaking hate stock images.
Yeah,
and I know that's one thing now that we have the blog, I look at the podcast, which has this really cool artwork. There's a style, like we've got the brand nailed down, you know, and the imaging and everything on the site. And now that we have the blog, there's just like these random stock photos. I hate it. And so yeah, I mean, we just went and did that yesterday and put in a couple of things. Now you've got to be Fiverr, I will say, probably not the best place to go get your work because it is tends to be super cheap, but the quality tends to be super cheap. I remember we were trying to get our first Biggie Snuggs logo. Remember we like hired a guy on Fiverr for like $20 to just see what he could come up with. And it was literally like a bear made on MS Paint. Like it was, I could have made it. Like it was so bad. But yeah, before we get into like all of that, I think freelancing is a great way to make money. And there's so many things you can do. Like if you have any kind of skill, you can probably make money from it. I mean, yeah. Some big ones that people know are going to be like graphic design, photography. There's good money in photography. And as long as you're willing to give up the time and do some editing and kind of learn how to use your camera, you can get a professional grade camera really affordably these days. Like you don't have to spend a ton of money to get started. You probably already have a nice camera at home. Most people do. And, you know, I can just start off doing things for friends, family, whatever. But there's all kinds of other things you can do too. Freelance writing. We have so many, you know, bloggers on here. You're already writing, right? Or maybe you're a college student. You're probably writing papers. Like what's a little article? It's something that you can do fairly quickly. You can make decent money at. And here's a little secret. There's a lot of bloggers that want to bring on writers, as we've learned. Like as we started to bring on a writing team, we realized either how many people have writers or are just like, man, I need to get writers, but I don't even know how to find them.
Yeah.
There are so many opportunities. And I think like, if that's something you're doing, then it's a no-brainer way to start bringing in money because you can perfect your craft while doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the thing is too, like people are probably listening to that going like, well, I don't know what I can do. Right. And I think one, that's a fair argument, but two, you figure that stuff out by like putting yourself out there and going and doing things. Like the whole, I didn't know that I was going to be good at what I'm doing now. I didn't know I was going to be like doing any marketing work for anybody. I didn't know anything about like SEO or like getting people to rank in Google. That all happened because I started my blog and I started writing. And then like these opportunities, like when you start putting stuff out into the world, I feel like opportunities kind of start coming to you. But if you don't take that step and start putting your services out there in some way, whether it's like one of these profiles on Upwork, or if you don't start putting out something, you're not going to have anybody come to you. You know, I remember when I was a teacher and I was, if you had told me to start a side hustle, I'd have been like, doing what? You know, like, what are you talking about doing a side hustle? Mm-hmm. But I think as I look back on it, it's like, there are so many different things. Like I could have done private lessons all the time. Like I had teacher friends all the time that were doing private lessons. Like you have a guitar lesson teacher, right?
Yep.
Like that was an easy one. So you like, you just take your existing skill set and you go, okay. And you start looking around and seeing like, what are other people doing? Cause there's so many people out there. They're like, that are doing something on the side. They're doing something with their skill set. So I would start with, what are your employee friends doing? What are your family members doing? Start taking a look at like what's going on and seeing if that's something that you can do. And then just start offering the service. You know, it's a little bit more complex than that, but that really it's not like there are ideas all around you. You just have to look for them.
Yeah. I mean, I got into the fitness thing purely because I saw an opportunity. When I originally did it, I had used an application to lose. I had lost a whole bunch of weight, gotten in really good shape over my time in law school. And I had been involved in this community and they were starting to bring on coaches. And I was like, I had took one of the classes and I was like, this is going to be big. I could make really good money with this. And then my client, Jason, he was already coaching. And I was like, hey man, come do this. And I'll help you like with the strategy and getting people in because I've been watching what everybody's doing. I'll help you set up the sales page and structure the course and everything. And you can teach me some stuff. And that's what I did. I brought him over. We had this huge group. And then I broke off and I started doing it myself. And like, that's how I got started. And then eventually I got into all the other things. But I literally just saw an opportunity to make money doing something that I knew. And if you are paying attention, you'll see those opportunities. But if you don't feel like you have a skill or you have something to contribute, you can develop one if you're willing to put in a little time. And it doesn't take a whole lot of effort. So, I mean, there could be something like you could go and learn. We talk about copywriting. It's a high paying service. It's in demand, you know, digital marketing, what we do, you know, building websites. There's so many different things that you can do online these days that are in high demand and you can charge good money for that you can learn. And you can learn them by watching videos on YouTube, by going to sites like Skillshare or like taking courses. Everything that I know about Facebook ads, like I didn't go to school to learn this, right? Everything I know about business, I didn't go to business school, right? Like at all. And I know some people that went to business school or went to school and got a marketing degree that don't understand social as well as I do. But that's because I was in there being a practitioner and learning from videos on YouTube and webinars that people were hosting and things like that. I was investing in courses to learn and develop it, that skill more quickly by learning from somebody who's already done it. So there's a lot of ways that you can pick something up. You just kind of got to figure out like, what are you interested in or what do you want to try? We talk all the time about Facebook ads for local businesses because we strongly feel that it is the most profitable option for you right now because it's such an in-demand service. The regular fee that people charge is $1,500 per month, like a retainer fee, and it's fairly easy to do. And so for us, it checks all the boxes. You know, for a side hustle, we want something that only requires a couple hours a week. You can do it in your spare time. Check. We want it to be fairly easy to do and not feel like another job. Check. You want to make, it needs to be high paying. You want to make good money. Definitely does that. And then a bonus, like to me, it can be recurring, right? A lot of these services, like it doesn't always have to be piecemeal. And especially with Facebook ads, it's a recurring thing. You land a client, they're going to pay you for months, right? So there's a lot of things you can do. That's just one of them. But man, just go on YouTube and see what people are looking for.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to sit here and be like, our course is right for everybody. Because maybe it's not, you know, maybe that doesn't interest you at all. But what I will say is like, whatever you're interested in, there's probably a course for it. Like I have so many blogging friends that like have courses on anything from like becoming a virtual assistant to running Pinterest campaigns for people. Like there are just a million different things. So I think the first thing definitely is, well, actually the first thing is like get your mindset right and realize that yes, you can't actually go make money. It's not just other people that are always doing it and you're always going to be looking at them going, oh, I wish I could do that. No, get out there and do something. And then after you figure out that you can go do something, then you just have to narrow it down and go, what do I want to do? And search for the opportunities and the learning potential.
Here's a really great way to find something. Okay. Think about whatever social media platform that you enjoy the most and spend the most time on, or you know the best, right? So LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, whatever it is, find a course on providing a service for that, right? Or learn how to grow that thing. Maybe you already know how to do that and provide that as a service for people. My sister is helping us with the Laptop Empires Instagram account we just started because she's pretty good at how Instagram works and growing Instagram. And then I got a course so she could learn even more. And that's a service she could go provide to people now if she wanted. And it could be that simple. Like if you're really good at creating pins, there's so many opportunities to help people with Pinterest. You know, like Kristen's Pinterest VA program, like teaches people how to like run Pinterest for other businesses. There's a lot of different things out there. And so if you just know, I really like doing this one, right? Twitter, like that was one I was really good at growing back in the day. And I didn't ever provide it as a service, but I remember people, I would do like consulting where people would pay me to learn how to like, you know, skyrocket their Twitter, you know? I mean, so there's a lot of opportunities there just in the social media realm. And you can find everything you need to know on YouTube for that kind of stuff.
Dude, yeah. You just got to put yourself out there. And a perfect example of that. So I'm actually ashamed to admit this, but this year, like last year, we didn't put Christmas lights up. This year, I was like, I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm freaking really, really busy. Like at the time that Coral was like bugging me to do Christmas lights, I was like, Coral, like I've got so many projects. Getting up there and doing the Christmas lights is like not on my top of the list thing. So she comes in and she took a picture of some yard sign that somebody was, it said like Christmas light installation. Okay. You know, like, cool. That sounds fine, I guess. Like all of our neighbors were doing it. So I was like, okay, that sounds easy. So she called him and it was like, I think the guy charged like $100 or $120 or something like that. But dude rolled up in a truck, ladder. I was sitting here working and he put all of our Christmas lights up. My wife was happy. I was happy because I didn't have to do it. And that dude, all he had to do to get that business was put a freaking sign up that had his phone number on it and that said Christmas lights. And I was like, okay, I was trying to do the math. He told us he was doing 10 houses per week. So I was like, this guy's making like $4,000 a month in December. And then he comes back and he like offers to take him down too. And he charges for that. So I was like, man, he's making like between December and January, he's making like $8,000 or $10,000 just putting up Christmas lights for people and taking them down.
Probably more than that if he's charging to take them down too. Like even if that comes out to 150, you're talking what, $12,000 over a 2-month period?
Yeah, and I'm like, this dude doesn't have a degree in Christmas light hanging. He just, you know, he saw an opportunity and he saw a need that needed to be filled for busy people like me. And he was like, I'm going to do it for him. Now, I was totally ashamed to do it because I've always thought like, man, when I have a house, I'm going to be like, I'm going to do everything myself and I'm going to like save money. But I've gotten to the point where I realized like, okay, I make more money if I work instead of like doing stuff like that. So I'll outsource it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Never thought I would be there in life. But that's the point is like, all the dude had to do was put himself out there.
Yep.
He saw a need and he put his phone number out on a sign and then my wife gave him money.
You know? Yeah. And so you're probably thinking though, like, okay, how do I find these jobs though? Like, how do I find these opportunities? And there's a lot of ways you can do it. And actually, if you go to episode 41 of the podcast, we talk about 7 proven ways to find freelance clients. You can go through that episode and we go really in depth with a lot of different strategies. But there's so many freelance websites right now. We already mentioned Fiverr, which I'm not a big fan of because I think it's a race to the bottom. It's a lot of cheap competition, although the quality barrier is lower. So maybe you can stand out from a quality standpoint. But I know when I go to Fiverr, I'm just looking for something quick and dirty, you know? Right. But there's a lot of other things. There's Upwork, there's 99 Designs, there's freelancer.com, guru.com, peopleperhour.com. Like there's these other options that you can go to and you can find freelance gigs. And they don't all work for every single type of thing that you're doing, but there are options out there and we'll put them in the show notes. So you can always check those things out and just go create a profile and put up like what you can help with and find jobs there. I know Upwork, a lot of our students have had a ton of success with Upwork. And then the other thing that you can do is you can always barter with people, like barter your service for a service they provide if you need something. I love bartering. You can barter for access to resources or to a network. I know when I was getting started out, almost like educational materials and access were like more valuable to me than the money. Because there were certain things I wanted to learn and maybe I didn't have, you know, our course is relatively cheap compared to most things out there. Like if I wanted to get a Facebook ads course when I was starting out, I was going to have to drop $2,000. It was, you couldn't find anything for under $400, like our course. And so, but there were different things. Like I could work for somebody, maybe they had access to a course or they had a course themselves and I would trade some work with them for access to those educational materials. And that was huge for me. That was massive. And if you come and you're bringing value like that, if you know somebody needs help with something, or if you see where you could help somebody with something and you come with an offer like that, it's a barter offer where they're going to get tremendous value and they're not going to have to like take a lot of money out of the pocket. Like you're going to get good experience and they're usually going to take you up on that offer. And that's very different than offering your services for free, which I'm not a big fan of. I mean, you got to do what you got to do to get started, but you know, I don't like free work because I don't think it turns into paid work very often.
Yeah. I think it just depends. Like, I think if you're going to do free stuff for somebody, it can't just, you got to have like vision past the thing that you're doing. Because I saw, the reason I'm saying this, I saw a video from Gary Vaynerchuk, which if you're like, if you're somebody that's sitting there and you're like, I don't think I have enough time during the day, or like, I don't think I can do, like, if you're doubting yourself, go follow Gary Vaynerchuk. He's going to lecture you across 17 different platforms every day. The guy has more content than anybody else I've ever seen in my life. And he's built an entire brand just on lecturing people that say they don't have time. So, and it's really, really good if you're just getting started. There are things I don't agree with that he says sometimes, especially with like work-life balance, but you listen to what he says sometimes and he has a freaking good point where he's like,
he'll motivate you.
Yeah, he's like, you got 18 hours during the day and you went to work for 10 of them. What the hell were you doing for the other 8 hours before you went to sleep? He's got some good points, but the reason I brought that up, like he has his camera crew. He was like, his camera crew has tons of followers. Like there's a guy named D-Rock that like is one of his guys. Like
his main cameraman. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, you know how this guy got, famous? He's like, this douchebag worked for me for free for, you know, X amount of however long. And he was like, he knew that I have a ton of influence and he leveraged that free stuff with me to go build his own brand.
Right. D-Rock actually proposed the idea of following him around with a camera and producing video for him.
Yeah.
And that was how he got in. And I mean, now that's like what Gary's known for. He's just got, you know, D-Rock always with them, following and recording them.
I agree with you. I don't think you should just go around giving out free stuff, but I do think you should start looking for opportunities.
Yeah.
Like looking for opportunities to provide value to people. Maybe, you know, again, like I don't want you going out and like offering all this stuff for free because there's not a million Gary Vaynerchuks walking around out there. But that guy, D-Rock, found an opportunity. He's like, you know what? I think I can help him build his brand by doing this. And now D-Rock probably makes more money than us doing something. I don't even know what. But like, he looked for an opportunity. So just continue. It's like you always have to be looking for opportunities. I think that's what sets people. I think that's like you and I, like every day, I feel like we're looking for opportunities to do something new or like take advantage of some kind of like thing that's out there that we can provide value on. Like the people that look for those opportunities all the time, every day, are the people that are going to win and actually make money doing something on the side.
Yeah. The people that really win online are having to learn how to say no to opportunities because there's so many of them. That you have to filter them and only say yes to the select few. So, well, everybody, that's it. We're going to be done lecturing you on how you're lazy and you have more time than you think and go out there and make money. No, I'm kidding. You know, this isn't for everybody. I mean, that's the reality. But if you're like, I want to make extra money and you're listening to this because we talked about how to make your first $500, then freelancing is the answer. And everything that we said is true. And we did like those lectury parts. That's us overcoming objections, just like you would in the sales page where we know that people are like, oh, but I don't have time, but I have kids, but I have a job, but I'm in school, whatever. It doesn't matter. None of those things can stop you from making money unless you let them stop you. So thank you very much for listening to the show. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else that you listen to podcasts. Tell your friends about it. If you've got ideas about what you want to hear about, what you want to learn about on the Laptop Empires podcast, please email us at team@laptopempires.com. That was fun. And this episode was brought to you by the Facebook Side Hustle Course. If you want to learn how to make an extra $1,000 to $2,000 per month running Facebook ads for local brick and mortar businesses. The course opens on January 17th. It is by far our number one recommended side hustle. It's the side hustle that we think is the most profitable and easy to start. And anybody can do it as long as you know how to use an internet browser. We'll teach you the rest with videos looking over our shoulder. We make it super easy and give you all the support you need. So thank you for listening. And if you're interested in jumping in January, make sure you join the waiting list. Bye. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.